The surgery in question is called rectus femoris transfer surgery, which disconnects the rectus femoris muscle from the front of the knee and reattaches the muscle to the back of the leg. A software framework that will eventually allow researchers to predict the effects of this surgery on individual patients before the surgery is in development by doctoral student Misag Mansouri and his advisor, Jeff Reinbolt.
You know, there's over 500,000 people that are affected by this movement disorder. And so what we see is they either have a stiff knee gait where their knee does not move very much at all. And then the other movement disorder we see is crouch gait, where their knee is bent a lot and it kind of stays bent as they move around. And so there are some surgeries and some treatments that they can have that will help them move better. A lot of times they'll do a surgery and it will work really well and the patient gets better. Other times you'll see that they do the same surgery, but because it's a different patient, the surgery may not correct it as well as they would expect. And so that's kind of what led us down this road is, can we use engineering and mechanics and our optimization background, and can we be able to predict the outcome of a surgery before the person has the surgery? But what we're trying to do is be able to model a specific patient. In this case, it would be the children. And then can we perform the surgery on the model? So again, in the computer, the virtual world, and then predict how will they move afterwards.
So how many patients have been put into the database?
So the database is of the clinical, like the actual patients, is in the thousands. For us, it takes a long time just to make one. And so for what Misag has been doing is working on more of the framework and being able to bring that information in and really bridge gaps between the experimental database and what we would do in the computer or the virtual world. And how can we make that workflow faster? And so that's really where Misag's dissertation is being able to bridge that gap and bring that information in, create a simulation quickly, and then try to make a prediction with it.
The reason we're doing mostly simulation studies because it's really hard to find like experimental data of our children. We mostly like using like the anthropometric data of all these children, and then we scale our model to specific subject size. We mostly trying to develop like different type of controller. We call it like low level and high level controller, which is we define it as like a spinal level controller and like a brain level controller. There are a lot of simulation studies going on, but they're mostly tracking actually the experiments. They're only limited to track specific movement, and there's no really a brain for these models. So what me and Jeff are mostly interested in our research is, we know that we cannot really create like a controller as complex as brain, but that's like a direction we're going with. First of all, we're trying to make our model stand up, and then we're trying to reject disturbances and balance. And I know Jeff research is going to go mostly towards walking and gait in the next few years.
How long have you been using models like this for biomechanics?
So these types of simulations we do are called graphics-based simulations, and it's really been around since about 1990.
What's next, then, for the research?
I think the ultimate goal of all these like simulation studies like being to predicting the outcome of, it could be like a surgery, it could be some rehabilitation technique that it's widely used, and look at like what are the challenging problem, what are the surgeries that is not really always successful, or what are the rehabilitation techniques that the doctors need to be improved, and they know that this technique that is existed right now is not really sufficient, or is not really helping all the patient because it doesn't really have a understanding of every specific subject differences. There are like a lot of other surgeries we can look at. We need to like look at like specifically in the computer simulation and see, is anywhere we can optimize or help the doctors to redesign this type of rehabilitation techniques or surgeries, and that would be one of our end goal in this type of research.
Are you working with anybody at the medical center on this too, or is this pretty much in-house?
In-house right now. So we have collaborators all around the world. And so we, you know, they span from the University of Western Australia to Stanford University. And then there's the one in
Liverpool,
UK.
John Morris.
Yeah. We don't see a lot of cerebral palsy patients here in Knoxville. But again, this is a worldwide problem. The thing I was going to add about the future, though, is that really we're kind of taking baby steps right now, right? So in the future, we want to be able to recognize what is causing someone's stiff knee gait or crouch gait. And it's not going to be the same for every person. If we can identify what is causing it, then we can plan treatments to correct it. Because we think part of the reason why some of the treatments don't work as well is because we're treating everyone the same. And so if we can find out what are the differences in the causes, then we can treat those specifically for that patient.
It's more common now to hear about model simulations for lots of different fields of study. It's hard to think of it for biomechanics and for people, because you said earlier, we're all unique in some way. How does that make using some of these simulation softwares different for biomechanics as opposed to mechanical engineering?
Definitely, there's a huge difference. Simulations can predict when an airplane's wing will break, right? They can predict exactly when, what are the loads, and we're not to that point yet with people. And part of that is the reason that everyone has a brain, everyone has a spinal cord. We really haven't uncovered those principles of how people move just normally. You know, how do you and I move when we're walking down the hall? So to be able to predict a treatment for someone that has a movement disorder is really hard, because we're still trying to get those principles down. And how do we select our movements, our muscle coordination patterns to make a movement like reaching for the cup of coffee or walking down the hall? We're still working on that. In the study that Misag has described, we were just looking at one particular muscle for something like balance. Mm-hmm. We weren't even looking at how does that muscle affect bending the knee or taking a step and things like that.
So the end goal then of your thesis is to finish this database and the software? Yeah,
we had some software that Jeff was working on at Stanford called OpenSim. It's specifically for like human body modeling and simulation and dynamics. Also that one lacking like some of the mathematical and optimization and robust design tools. So what my first goal was creating like an interface, like another software that talked between the two software, an interface between MATLAB, which is like a popular engineering software, and OpenSim, which was developed at Stanford, and we kind of like create like this interface software that it can talk. So we calling them the OpenSim software inside MATLAB and develop our controllers and inside a MATLAB environment. And that was the first phase of my study, which actually enabled me to be able to grab these models and human the children's models, and then put it inside MATLAB, and then design controllers and trying to do the predictive study. So, and mostly the last part of my dissertation is trying to improve the control aspect and motor control aspect of these models, which is currently lacking in this research. And so my last part of dissertation basically using like some higher level control signals to be able to predict balance. And most of my research is basically focus on this balance and in children with CP and in general, which can have application for elderly people and stroke patient and many other patients with neuromuscular deficits.
Do you anticipate that this is going to be used by the medical community, or do you think this will be more of a research tool?
I think that we are in the early stages, but I think there's a hope in a decade or so that we see like a lot of doctors using computer simulation and software to just like run a specific patient through the lab and just like, oh, before I do the surgery, I want to do like some pre-screening on you. And then we're going to see if that specific surgery works for you or not. And I see a really great hope for that. And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen